Hey, welcome to Thurples. Pull up a chair. I'm Blaine.
Hey, I'll take a... Wait, do you guys have wine?
Let me guess. You're not from around Twinkton, are you?
No, I'm actually here on business.
I didn't recognize your face. Man, I've been here for decades, and I know this town like the back of my hand. Which is pretty gross. Want to hear a story about me as a kid?
Not really, no.
It was the summer of 2039. The drugs were cheap, the alcohol was flowing, and the singularity just happened. And it looked pretty cool. You should have seen me. I was the nightlife king.
Oh my god, you guys, Blaine's here.
Blaine, are you doing a set later?
If by set you mean the greatest fucking thing to grace your little ear holes, and by later you mean a little later, then yeah, I'm doing a set later. Those little twinks loved me, and I, them. Nothing could come between us.
Give it up for DJ Blaine.
Blaine, incredible set. Toots McMuffin, local capitalist. I have a business proposition for you if you're interested. I got plans for this town, and I can make you rich.
Mr. McMuffin, this town runs on one thing. The symbiotic relationship between smooth-bodied young gay men and really cool bass drops. Twinkton will never sell out. Right, boys? Yeah. Kick this fogey to the curb.
Everyone has their prize!
I went out back to have a smoke after the best set of my life, but something was missing. Or was it someone? Hey, you, by the dumpster. Why on earth would you just smash that beautiful frame painting of a squiggle on the ground?
Beautiful, yeah, right. Everything I paint is just an uninspired, reductive, derivative knockoff of people with actual talent.
Hey, be nice to yourself. Now, I may not be an arbiter of taste, or know what the word arbiter means, but I can tell the painting was pretty good stuff. I'm Blaine.
Trent. I'm studying art here at Twinkton Community College. Go Bears. Wow, that club looks intense. You weren't in there, were you?
Well...
I would get eaten alive in there. But they would never let me in on account that I have glasses.
Yeah, it gets pretty wild. Not that I would know. I'm also too sensitive for that place. But I do know they'd see through your glasses, like through the little circles, and see those pretty baby blues that can't see that well staring back.
My god, you're so sweet. I was actually gonna take a walk down by the docks and ruminate if you wanna come.
I've never ruminated before. Does it hurt?
Well, not with me, it doesn't.
So we walked near the docks, and he told me about everything. His glasses, moving from the countryside, squiggles, his glasses again. And I felt my heart quicken. But this time it wasn't because of a sick bass drop or the molly that my pal Miguel snuck into my vodka Red Bull. This time, it was love. It wasn't long before we decided to move in together. We even had a spare room just so Trent could practice his art. I took up shifts at the local library and said au revoir to my old partying ways. Au revoir was a phrase that Trent taught me, which was French for not hello. Together we blossomed. He taught me about new art forms I've never heard of, like movies. And I taught him how to get out of his head and listen to the rhythm of life. Honey, I'm home. They were out of beans, so I got raisins.
You're not gonna believe it.
What?
This art collector called today.
No.
Yes, and he wants to feature my work in one of his shows.
I'd be falling over right now if I didn't already know you were the next Michelangelo. Hey!
Oh, Blaney, it was you. I was able to tune out the world and make something real. I listened to the rhythm of things.
Well, when is the show?
Well, that's the thing. It's tonight at 8 p.m.
That's it. I gotta go right back out and buy a suit. Don't move a muscle. Hey, Trent.
Yeah?
This is the happiest day of my life. As I walked through the Twinkton streets on my way to get a suit, I ran into some familiar faces.
Blaine, where you been?
Oh, hey, Twinks. What are you doing awake before 6 p.m.?
Haven't you heard? Almost every club in Twinkton is getting shut down. It's all getting bought by Globo Gay Nightlife Incorporated.
What? That's impossible. Twinkton would never sell out.
Ugh, think again. Puddles, Fisters, Bleached, Hole, they've all been bought! They're about to close the deal on Turples now.
Not if I can help it. I ran to Turples as fast as I could, only to find out who was truly behind Globo Gay Nightlife Incorporated.
Sign here, and initial here.
Hey, don't Don't sign that paper, other bartender that also has control of this bar.
Well, well, well. If it isn't DJ Blaine! Are those cuffed corduroys? Huh. Looks like Twinkton's favorite party animal has done gone get himself domesticated.
Turples is the oldest bar in this town. It's gross, it's sticky, it's got an F- health rating. But it's glorious, and there's no price tag for that.
Too late, Blaine. The paper's been signed and it's airtight.
Oh yeah? Well, I know this place like the front of my hand, which is also gross. And that goes for its faulty legal paperwork, too. Check clause C89, paragraph 4.
Huh, let me see that. Hmm. It says, all business deals for ownership of Turples can be made null in the event of a...
DJ Battle Showdown.
Huh. Well, there's more going on in that tin can skull of yours than I thought. Very well, I came prepared. Oh, big fuck! This is Big Fuck. Found him in the sewers of Gay Metropolis, sucking on mold for sustenance. He didn't have a name, so I named him Big Fuck. He couldn't DJ for a scrap of raw meat, but that's nothing a little brain chip couldn't fix. Right, Big Fuck? The showdown will commence tonight.
But I have a thing.
Well, if you'd like to forfeit, we'll just continue patching up the glory holes in the bathroom.
You're on. So there I was, finger gripping the space bar of my MacBook. And as I looked at the clock, I could see it was almost 8 p.m., the time of Trent's art show.
DJs ready? Drop your beats!
I started with my bread and butter, a grungy drum and bass at 120 BPM. But he laid down a sticky house club anthem at 130 BPM. That's it. I had to bring out the big guns. A synth-heavy trip-hop slammer at 155. But then, he whipped an electro-hard-style breakbeat. I was losing them. The twink crowd was sucked into Big Fuck's flow. I was at a loss. But then, I remembered.
Oh, Blaney, it was you. I was able to tune out the world and make something real. I listened to the rhythm of things.
I had to take my own advice. I pulled out an electronica witch house polyrhythmic trance beat with UK garage influences, and I turned it up to 48,000 BPM. Faster than any ears are capable of processing.
He did it! He saved Twinkton Nightlife!
And Toots McMuffin, well, he finally got his comeuppance.
Let's tear that guy's limbs off!
I returned back home to find Trent waiting there, staring at me with a tear-streaked face. Trent, I'm so sorry. Let me explain.
You don't need to. I saw everything, Blaney. When you didn't come back, I went looking for you. I was there in the crowd at Turples. You were...
gross.
Incredible. I've never seen you more in your element.
God, I was so scared to show you who I was. I thought you wouldn't accept me. Wait, what's that suitcase doing there?
Blaney, of course I accept you, but I can't be with you.
What?
But don't you get it? You're a circuit gay, and I'm an art fag. We can't be together. It is law.
I understand.
Goodbye, Blaney.
Au revoir, Trent. And that's why this bar still stands here today. And why I never saw Trent again.
Wow. That was actually really beautiful. So, do you think you made the right choice?
I do.
Oi, Blaine! Someone shit blood on the urinals again and they stole them up on the way out. But we do have a bucket in your grubby fucking hands, so get to scrubbing, bucko!
I love this goddamn town.